Thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
Come on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
That white stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Wow. Sometimes it's not from thirst. It's that other stuff.
Well,
good afternoon and welcome.
That took a turn.
to the large morning show in the afternoon. This, the March 25th edition, brought to you by Associated Physicians Group, APG, one good way to remember those letters, APG, is think of all pain gone. That's their goal. Same as your goal when you go there. You want that pain out of here. Nobody wants to be in pain. Unfortunately, there are lots of people who are, but fortunately, lots of people who aren't anymore, thanks to the skills and professionalism of APG. Well, let's see who's in the room. Oh, at the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you would like an absolutely free second opinion about your financial advice, we would like you to call Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chips.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mess. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. And we're going to talk in the Playhouse about Bernice and her gravestone. This is unbelievable what we're about to share with you, but Bernice is in heaven.
You horses, hi again.
Were you busy up there or something? What happened? A little bit of delay there, Bernice. Bernice is probably up there reading all the Facebook postings that she has, and that's why there was a little bit of a delay. Rat Boy, I never knew this. Dan, your Aunt Gus. How old is Aunt Gus?
She is 107.
I did not know Rat Boy has a... It's an uncle who's 108. And he was telling me, he says, I got Dan's Aunt Gus beat with my uncle. 108-year-old. And he attributes it all to a particular part of his diet. What is it?
Cheese.
They call him the old cheeser geezer.
Oh.
He swears that he made it to that age by every day, every single day, eating at least 5 ounces of what?
Cheese.
Cheese, that's right. Maybe there's something to that. You like that clarinet music you're listening to? Well, of course you do. That's Clarence on the clarinet, and he's with these guys, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, boy, they're good. Mm. So good. Thank you so much. Bill Cleveland's on the way, too, and brought to you by Associated Physicians Group, APG. Their website is apgpain.com, and I'm going to say that a couple times because I want you to go to this site. Now, when I was growing up, I knew a couple of people who were, I believe they're called hypochondriacs. These are people who... Aren't those people that just think that anything you mention, oh, they've got it?
Oh, they're sick all the time.
Oh, yeah, they're always sick. And if you just mention, name an illness, a sickness, I've got that. Mm-hmm. I've got that. It's in their heads. They don't need physical therapy or pain management. They need a psychiatrist in a lot of cases because they think or want you to think that they've got these things. Then there are people who are actually in pain. And there are lots of those people. Unfortunately, too many people. And I kind of feel bad for the people who don't know about APG or maybe live in another part of the country where they don't have access to anything like APG, Associated Physicians Group. Fortunately, you do. They have three locations in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And they do all kinds of things at those three locations. Now, in Creve Coeur, what they do is the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. And I'm sure a lot of old school people, the generation before me believed that whatever a doctor told you, it was gospel. Well, the doctor said, fill in the blank, and they'd quote the doctor. No need for a second opinion. I mean, I grew up in a little town. There were two doctors in the whole town. One was our doctor. And, buddy, what he said, that was it. That was it. You never questioned the doctor. So, those people, if a doctor had said you're going to have knee replacement surgery, they just said, well, set it up. Let's book it and get it done. We know now, thanks to the folks at APG, that there's an alternative. That for 87% of the people who have come to them, it has worked. And it has either delayed or completely eliminated the need for knee replacement. And that program is available in Creve Coeur behind Bristol. For everything else they do, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, Illinois. If you want to know what they do, what they treat, about their pain management, about the physical therapy, the rehab, then please go to this website. This is like APG, all pain gone, apgpain.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Download the app STL Taxi. It's a free app, and it's a great app, and it's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? Hello.
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just came a little closer to knocking something off the old bucket list, just to book the trip. I'm traveling around for BillOnTheRoad.com, and one of the places I'm going next month, Detroit, Michigan, to see the Motown Museum.
Ooh. Oh, Detroit.
That'll be good.
One of the things, I love the Motown music. I love that stuff. And I thought, man, what a cool thing to see. I've been to Sun Studio in Memphis. Loved that, of course, where Elvis was discovered and Johnny Cash and everything. But
when are you going to Detroit?
April, like middle to end of April.
Okay, before you go, find this DVD. Have you seen Standing in the Shadows of Motown?
No, I have not.
It is an incredible documentary. You will absolutely eat this up, and it's the story, the true story of the Funk Brothers. The Funk Brothers that's the name they gave all these musicians who played on most every Motown hit that was ever made. People do not know their names. They don't know. But when you watch this documentary, it's one of, I would say, the five best documentaries I've ever seen. Standing in the Shadows of Motown, you'll thank me for this one.
Hey, and when you're up there, that's right on the border of Windsor. You can go take your passport, go over into Windsor, Ontario, and visit a place called Cheetah's.
Is that one of your stupid strip clubs, Dan?
Oh, Bill.
Now, Bill, you may call strip clubs stupid if you like. They're not stupid to everybody.
Not with the French-Canadian girls.
I'm sure we've talked about this on the air. I've never been in a strip club.
Really?
I have no desire to go into a strip club.
Oh, well, there you go. That's one you need to go to then.
Go check out that one. Huh?
Standing in the shadows of Motown. It will make your trip to Detroit 100 times better.
All right. And the Funk Brothers, they did the morning show on KTRS, I think.
They did, yes.
Oh, yeah.
With other people. Yeah.
Bonus joke.
Yeah, bonus. Well, the United States now has the capability to predict storms on the sun. What's that? And our fingers are crossed that one day this will lead to a method for accurately predicting weather in St. Louis.
That's not going to happen.
And this summer, the small town of Brent, Iowa, will host the National Hobo Convention.
All right.
Sort of like the presidential caucus season in Iowa, except they have a higher class of people coming to town.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a big deal there. They say the Hobo Convention expected to pump in more than $11.29 into the economy. So, big money. And Russia has now been kicked out of the G8. You know, that's the group of the biggest countries in the world. So now Vladimir Putin will no longer get to attend meetings. He won't be in on negotiations. And he loses his 10% discount on rental cars. And finally,
hey, that Putin is a billionaire. Did you know that?
No,
he's a billionaire.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Former President Jimmy Carter.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
I'm sorry. Did you want to do a little thing there?
I'm Jimmy Carter. I'm 89 years old. I'm Jimmy Carter, peanut farmer.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow, that was
awesome. Thank you so much.
Former President Jimmy Carter says that he doesn't use email because he thinks people are spying on him.
What?
Not only that, he's certain nurses are stealing from him, too.
Old people.
He's old senile.
Old senile.
Yeah.
Little Club on 7 brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis on Bill Club on the Big 550 KTRS. Right,
thank you, Bill.
You got it. Bye.
Yeah, I saw that article. He said when he... contacts, you know, other heads of state, you know.
He sends them mail.
Yes. He writes a regular letter.
And by the way, I don't doubt for a minute
that his stuff
is being snooped and looked at.
That a former president has to worry about.
I don't doubt that.
No, I don't either.
I would believe it. I've been watching some of these NSA people, and they interviewed this guy who's the head of the NSA, and he sat there and said, absolutely not, we don't look. And then the whole time, you know, that joke about how do you know he's lying, his lips are moving? Honest to goodness, all I kept thinking was, what a liar. I don't believe anything you're saying. Well, if we did some of the things people say we're doing, we'd have been shut down and there'd been indictments. No, there wouldn't. No, there wouldn't, because you're being protected by the government. Nothing like that would happen. I got a guy who is going to be going back to work for himself. It's kind of an unusual thing I'm doing here. He's a good guy, and I've worked with him for a while here. He was with one of our advertisers. He was their marketing guy. And he's real good at helping companies with their social media, putting videos together, their websites, making sure that they... You know, the Facebook page, they get the word, whatever. He's a video photographer, editor, video guy, and a marketing guy. So if anybody's looking for somebody like that, not full-time, but he's going to be taking on, you know, various clients. And some people need more of that than others. Like, it's like a website. If you have a website, some websites require regular, like daily upgrades. For example, a car dealer, Landoff. Well, every day, new inventory comes in, car goes off the lot, you got to take it off the site. It's a full-time deal, where other websites, you really don't have to change them once or twice a year. You know, my website's nothing but a sponsor reference list. It doesn't need a lot of maintenance. But if you're interested in that, you can email me, and I'll be happy to put you in touch with him. And I am frankopinion@yahoo.com. You can also email me if you're interested in advertising on this show. Time goes by very, very fast. And the older you get, the faster it goes by. And I promise you, there are those of you who are listening who are business people, and a year ago, you thought, I'll be advertising on there. It seems to work for a lot of people. If you'd done that a year ago, you'd have a year already, that our listeners would have by now become very, very familiar with you. So if you're not happy with the money you're spending, or let's say wasting, because everybody that sells advertising is a real good salesman. They'll convince you really need to be on that billboard or you need to be on that radio station or that TV station. All right, we don't do that. You come to us. You come to me. We'll talk. What else? The latest number is 176 people that could be missing from that mudslide in Washington State. How about that?
That's unbelievable.
Now, we've talked about ways to die. Here's a bad one. Choking on mud.
Oh.
You're caught and you're drowning in mud.
I can't imagine.
And then this morning I saw a story where somebody, defied the authorities. They said, don't go and be messing. And they went anyway. And it's one of those things where, well, you kind of broke the law, but you did something we weren't able to do. They found two bodies in the mud that had already, an area already had been combed through by the professionals, the experts, the people who do this kind of thing, and they couldn't find them. And these two guys, looking for a relative, found these two other bodies.
Wow.
So sometimes you break the rules, and it actually helps people. Bernice Stegall was a part of this show up until a little over 10 years ago. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM, you'll see Bernice's gravestone where she says, I'll always be AM and the PM. That's on her gravestone. Tell them how many people, since you put that up, what, 2 days ago?
I think it was just yesterday.
Yesterday. Tell them how many people have gone to our Facebook page to see that.
Over 12,000.
12,000 people.
Good grief.
I know. When he told me that, I thought he meant 1,200.
12,000?
By far the most popular thing we've ever put on our
page. We've never put anything on our page that generated that kind of response that Bernice's gravestone had. 12,000 people.
Wow.
And again, I say to advertisers, you want to reach an audience that is amazingly loyal, we have that audience. Thank you. Thank you to all of you who went to see Bernice's gravestone. It's pretty incredible. And I know that a lot of those people weren't listening 10, 11 years ago. They never got to hear Bernice. She left. And I didn't realize, too, she was only in her 70s when she died. The Baptist Church. Now, I have to be real careful because I never want to come on and make fun of or bash a religion. But I have no trouble and no problem with making light of people like the late Fred Phelps, that moron that died from the Westboro Baptist Church. And it seems to me the Baptist churches lately are really getting more than their share of a bad rap. And here's an example. This past Sunday in Phoenix at the Faithful Word Baptist Church, the pastor there is Pastor Stephen Anderson. He has now gotten national. He got a lot of attention in 2009 when he told his followers in the church that he prays for the death of President Obama every night.
Oh.
Every night he prays that Obama will die.
Wow.
This is a Baptist minister.
Sounds like a religious man.
Yeah. So last Sunday in Phoenix, he told the congregation that women should not speak in the church.
Oh.
What?
Hey.
Come on. He doesn't even want them to say amen. Now, look, I spent some time in the Baptist church. There's a lot of that. Preacher says something, everybody goes, amen, amen. Uh-huh. He says he doesn't want the women doing that, that women should not speak during a church service. Now, let me read you some of this. Oh, by the way, the Secret Service visited this guy when he did this back in 2009. He was contacted by the Secret Service. He says, hey, I didn't tell anybody to go kill the president. I just said I wish he'd die. So I guess they left him alone. Pastor Anderson, here's how he justifies the silencing of women. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Hey, come on.
We do not agree with that.
No, we do not agree with it. Stop applauding. He goes on. He asked the congregation to flip to 1 Corinthians 14, which says, "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, as it is commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home." I almost think you should turn the mic off and not even hear that applause.
Yeah, he's
a
nut.
Yeah. Now, obviously, he said, before the service begins, there is chatting and talking going on, and that's perfectly legitimate. This is what he's telling the congregation. When we all sing praises to God, of course, the ladies should also lift up their voices. But when it's learning time, says Pastor Anderson.
Learning
time. He says, when it's learning time, it is silence time for the women.
Learning time.
He goes on, he says, so what I'm saying is that they, the women, are to learn in silence. Then he quoted 1 Corinthians again. When the learning is gone and they are not permitted to speak, when the preaching of God's word is taking place, and first of all, it's not for a woman to be doing the preaching, and second of all, it's not for the woman to be speaking. I don't know why they're applauding.
Rule number one, no speaky until the man speaky to you.
There's Pastor Anderson right there.
That was him.
Yeah. Says even the Bible is really, his Bible's really clear on this. He says if they had a question, they're not to ask it in church. If they want to ask a question, they should ask their husbands when they get home. He says, that's why I don't believe women should say amen during a preaching, because amen means that they're verifying, that they're joining in. It means that's true. So when I'm preaching and I say something you agree with and you believe in it, you say amen, you're saying that's true. And he says, you're not going to, don't do that if you're a woman. He says, when I'm preaching, women should not express their opinion, even if it's positive, even if she agrees with me. And, That's
the
and
Bible.
Again, it's another Baptist church. I was married in a Baptist church.
Wow. You need to show that article to your wife.
Well, I may show it to her and go, I just want you to know how much I disagree with this guy.
Oh, what?
Bye.
Or not. Or maybe I'll just show it to her. Speaking of religion, this looks very interesting to me. Tonight on PBS, which is Channel 9 for us, The Story of the Jews, it's a five-part series, 5 hours. The first hour is tonight, and then I think each week there's an hour. And it's a 3,000-year history of the Jewish people. And the director, producer, writer, whatever, says, I want to try to make a series that would connect with a non-Jewish audience. I'm going to watch this. I'm real interested in the Jewish population. I know so little about it, being a Southern hick. We didn't know what that was. So I'm going to try. I'm already set to record this thing up. I'm going to watch if I can follow it and understand it. A new record for Girl Scout. Danny, you need to share this with Alyssa because I know she used to sell Girl Scout cookies.
She did.
There's an Oklahoma City girl who has broken the previous record. By the way, the record has held since the 80s. In the 80s, a girl named Elizabeth Brinton sold 18,000 boxes of cookies in one year, one season. This new girl, Katie Francis, has sold 18,107 boxes in the 7-week sales period.
Man.
She is the new record holder. That is a lot of cookies.
That's $4 a box.
Is that what they are?
Yeah. $4 a box.
7 weeks. Was it always? It didn't always seem to be that long before.
Now, is the 7 weeks from the time you go place the order till the time you come back and deliver it, or are you out selling for 7 weeks?
I think
weeks?
They're selling for seven
weeks.
Oh,
yeah, you can sell.
That seems long to me, too.
Yeah, I don't remember it being that long.
That seems kind of long.
No, and now, did you see one of the girls, a Girl Scout troop, set up shop? You know how they'll set outside, like, some of the supermarkets?
Right.
And some of the stores, they did this outside of one of those marijuana shops.
Oh, dispensary. And,
smart.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And
they
said, very smart.
We don't agree with that. No, the Girl Scouts made her stop.
Yeah, but she's still smart.
She thinks
she knows who's got the
cookies.
Munchies.
Cookies.
She's going to go places, that girl. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a woman in a supermarket, and she notices a guy, and it's obviously his grandson that he's with, about 3 or 4 year old boy. And he's got his hands full with this kid. This kid is screaming. Every aisle they go down in the supermarket, this kid, I want this, I want this, throwing tantrums. He wants to play with the biscuit tubes. He goes in the candy aisle. He's picking stuff up, throwing it in the cart, and his grandpa has to put it back. And she's watching this in the cereal aisle. Oh, my goodness, this kid, I want that. And she notices the grandpa is in a very controlled voice. She hears him, and he says, easy, William. We won't be here much longer. Easy. Easy. And then the kid has another outburst. And she hears the grandpa say, it's okay, William. It's okay. It's a few more minutes. We'll be out of here. We'll be home. Hang on, William, at the checkout. This little kid is a terror. He's throwing items out of the cart onto the floor. He's throwing things in the cart that Grandpa didn't want. And once again, Grandpa, in a very relaxed and controlled voice, says, William, relax, buddy. Don't get upset. We'll be home in less than 10 minutes. Stay cool, William. So this woman is really impressed with this grandpa. And out in the parking lot, when he's loading groceries and the grandson into the car, she walks up to him. She says, you know, this is none of my business, but I have to tell you how amazing you were in that supermarket with your little grandson here. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you kept your composure. No matter how loud the kid got or how disruptive, you just kept calm and were saying things like, William, relax. William, be cool. That kid is very lucky to have you as a grandpa. He says, well, thank you. He says, but I'm William. That little bastard's name is Kevin.
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on the highways now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, looks like if you're traveling westbound 44, you've got a couple of slow pockets from Jamison all the way out through Berry Road. Southbound 170 south of Olive, an accident or a stalled vehicle. Their police are with it now. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is slow midway between Page and Olive down through Highway 40. On westbound 40, you're slow from Grand through McCausland, 270 through Mason. Heavy again from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 slowing east of McDonald through 170. We also have some slower traffic on southbound 270 from Olive down through Ladue, and a couple little slow pockets from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by AccountTemps. Looking for great temporary accounting or finance jobs? AccountTemps has them. Register at AccountTemps.com, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Andy Strickland.
And former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Don't be the last to know the scoop. Tune in for Hockey Sense live from O.B. Clarkson Brentwood,
where I'll be giving fans the details of the game, breaking down trends around the league, what it takes to win on a nightly basis, along with breaking down the challenges of what is a marathon season, 82 games.
Who's being traded, who's hurt, who's hot, who's not. Find out here.
Hockey Sense, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on KTRS.
Are you in charge of a charity event? Maybe a neighborhood festival? Maybe some construction at the house? What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
This is an important message from High Z Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying unnecessary fees that could be costing you thousands. If you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, call the offices of High Z Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116 for a no-obligation review. High Z Advisory Group will review your fee structure to help determine your real gains. Unnecessary fees could add up to thousands a year, especially to those with balances of over $100,000. Know what your real fees are. Call 314-909-1116 right now for your no-obligation review. It's your right to know these costs, and High Z Advisory Group can help. So if you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, don't wait. Call this number, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Do you suffer with numbness, tingling, and burning sensations in your hands or feet? You could have peripheral neuropathy. Hi, I'm Dr. Ryan Lewis, D.C., president of Missouri Pain Treatment Center. Our main focus is the treatment of people with neuropathy. Before they came to see us, most of my patients have spent many years dealing with their neuropathy. Unfortunately, it gets worse. Neuropathy can affect your balance. Neuropathy can make driving become a real issue. Balance problems make it hard to do the things that you really enjoy, like gardening or even walking your dog. You don't have to just accept it. Let me help you turn your life around. With my exclusive Nerve Fit program, we'll work to alleviate the pressure on your degenerating nerves and ultimately relieve your pain. It's a gentle, 100% non-invasive treatment process that has worked for hundreds of my patients long term, and it can help you too. Don't give in to neuropathy. Battle it and win. Call me right now and schedule a free consultation. 855-FIX-FEET. 855-FIX-FEET. That's 855-349-3338.
Who is ready for some football? This spring, professional indoor football returns to St. Louis. The St. Louis Attack. And on March 30th, your hometown St. Louis Attack will make their debut at the Family Arena in St. Charles as they host the Pennsylvania Steam. Kickoff is at 6.05 p.m. The X-League Professional Indoor Football kicks off its inaugural season right here in St. Louis. Your St. Louis Attack has six home games this spring at the Family Arena. Don't miss 1 second of the fast-paced, hard-hitting action of St. Louis Attack Professional Indoor Football. Single game tickets start at just $12 each, and season tickets start as low as $72 each. To purchase tickets and for more information, call the Attack office at 636-922-2255. That's 636-922-2255. Or go to stlouisattack.com. The St. Louis Attack. Make plans now to catch all the hard-hitting action. The St. Louis Attack.
Don't miss opening weekend, April 11th through the 13th, when the Cardinals host the Chicago Cubs. There are great promotions all weekend long, featuring a 2013 National League Championship Series MVP Waka bobblehead, Molina and Wainwright gold glove, and a wearable replica of the 2013 National League Champions ring. Join the fun and welcome baseball back to St. Louis on opening weekend, April 11th through the 13th, against the Cubs. Great seats still remain. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com.
This is your MVP of the NLCS, Michael Wacha.
Fans, this is Michael Wacha. On Friday, April 11th, we play the Chicago Cubs. 25,000 fans, ages 16 and older, will take home my bobblehead celebrating last year's NLCS.
What a job by Michael Wacha, and the Dodgers strand the bases loaded. Wow!
Again, that's Friday, April 11th, when we take on the Cubs. Take home my bobblehead. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hi, this is Drew Titone, co-owner of Suncrest Home Remodeling, your St. Louis exterior professional remodeling company for over 20 years. If you're in need of new window replacements, new CertainTeed vinyl siding, or the new Apex fiberglass siding system, or possibly want to replace a declining deck with new composite or PVC cellular, please give us a call and I will personally come out and give you an estimate to the dollar. Suncrest Home Remodeling, 636-256-6858, an A-plus rated company with a Better Business Bureau, suncrestst.louis.com.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster grills smoke the competition with a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
All right, let's jump right in here. We're going to Southern California. Mike Evans is ready to go. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. There is nothing else in St. Louis like either one of these two places. Go on. Make me back that up. Check it out for yourself if you haven't been. Closed on Mondays. Make a reservation if you're going to go to dinner at Annie Gunn's because you're going to need it. Here is Mike Evans.
Quiz question, play along, St. Louis, while you're driving home. Drive careful now. Here we go. Name the name of the famous rock and roller who collected stamps most of his life. John Lennon of the Beatles, Freddie Mercury of Queen, Ron Woods of Rolling Stones, or D, all of the above, or E, none of the above.
I hate those.
Come on, man.
I hate them.
Since the cancellation of his CSI New York show, Gary Sinise spends most of his time spearheading the Highland Capital Million Dollar Challenge. This is a nonprofit group that helps children of American fallen military heroes shot, wounded, and killed overseas. What a great guy.
No, he's a true patriot, that guy.
Oh, my goodness. Guaranteed take at the bank. You're not going to see Lindsay Lohan or Kim Kardashian or Justin Bieber, no, Miley Cyrus or Chris Brown or any of these other overpaid, overpampered, oversexed ego clowns doing anything like that.
No.
They're more of complaining about everything. Personal comment. Mick Jagger, one of his friends, told me that Mick truly loved Lauren Scott. And he knew that she was being swallowed by debt. But although Mick loved her, Mick loves money more than anything else.
Wow.
Which reminds me that money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil and sometimes leads you to bad decisions. That's sad. Worth $800 million, she needed six or seven. I mean, they were together 12 years. I give my wife a kidney. I mean, quote,
Well, some women, maybe she expressed that she wanted independence at one time, and he gave it to her.
Yeah, right. So she killed herself. Yeah, that makes sense. TV news. ABC wants to dump Diane Sawyer. You like Diane Sawyer?
I love Diane Sawyer.
I like Diane Sawyer. I think she's great. Replace her with David Muir. Have you seen that guy?
Yes.
He's like looks like John F. Kennedy Jr. He's like Brad Pitt. Every hair is in place.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, a pretty face for Diane Sawyer. I think Diane Sawyer is credible. I think that'd be a bad move. What do you think?
Diane Sawyer is somebody I'd like to read to me till I go to sleep. She's so soft and just sort of calming.
Are you saying you'd like to go to bed with Diane Sawyer?
That too.
Well, there you go. Oprah says that if she had it to do all over again, she never would have called Lindsay Lohan. Says the reality show has become a nightmare. Lindsay doesn't show up half the time, and it has horseshoe ratings.
What did she expect?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. What did she expect? Oprah, by the way, has moved her complete empire from Chicago to Culver City, California, now living in California full-time. More Lindsay. What a class act. She can't stop bragging that she had multiple sexual liaisons with the newly named star of the film 50 Shades. Well, I mean, true or not, why brag about something like that unless you're a slut? I mean, I guess that's one reason you'd brag about it. She's unbelievable. And there's a rumor that the Keeping Up with the Kardashians TV show may be canceled, and Kanye West has been wandering off the reservation with a real cute blondie locks.
Oh, that can't. They were just on
a
cover of a magazine together.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Can't be true?
No, what?
Yeah, did I just see the Kardashians now have a line of kids' clothing?
Yeah, Kardashian Kids. I had that a month and a half ago. Kardashian Kids. I'm taking a poll. I'm going to give you the results tomorrow. I'm asking all my affiliates. Let's go around the table real quick. Do you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Oh, of course not.
No.
Never.
I've never seen it.
I have never seen it either.
Okay, I'll give you the count, the final count of all my affiliates tomorrow.
I can't imagine one guy will say yes.
I watched about 2 minutes of it one time.
And they're just slutty people. They're just like, they belong in trailers.
Well, we Americans made them rich for whatever reason. Enough people in this country have decided
Americans.
That there's something about them that's worth worshiping, and they made them wealthy.
Last time I saw Kardashian, I was at the O.J. trial watching Bob.
That's the dad.
And finally, you called a little tardy, so I'm rushing it right along so we stay on time.
We never
like
told you had to rush.
Fine train.
We never said
destination
to
go.
All right.
So I did there?
Yeah.
I can't. Anyway.
Nope.
Okay. Name the name of the famous rock and roller who collected stamps most of his life. John Lennon, Freddie Mercury, Ron Woods. All of the above, none of the above.
We're not going to accept another one like this after this one.
Freddie Mercury.
I'm being nice and giving you the chances of all of the above, none of the above.
I'll say Ron Wood.
I'm refusing to play. I'm not even playing. I hate these so much.
Take your ball and go home.
I am. What's the answer?
All three of them collected stamps. In fact, when they were all alive, they used to trade with each other all the time. Hmm. It's an interesting fact. See, you complain when you go, oh, it's a trick question. Then I give you a chance to answer it correctly. You still won't play.
No, I don't like it. I just don't like that kind of question. I'm going home with my ball right now.
All right. St. Louis, drive careful. Take your time. How's the weather in St. Louis?
It could be worse.
Cold. Yeah, it's cold. But...
Well, drive careful. Take your time. Back off the guy in front of you, especially if you're over there on Highway 40.
Currently 39 degrees in St. Louis.
There you go. Mike Evans from 85 degrees, Southern California.
Had to do it. Now, you know, yesterday he acted like he had so much stuff, and then he bails.
Yeah.
I know he got to me late. We didn't get to him late. He decided to bail. He didn't have anything. We're bailing right now, but we're coming back. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Timothy Weiland, fill us in on the traffic problems.
All right, Dan, really the only slowdowns I see are on westbound 40 from Vandeventer through Big Bend. A little bit slow from Olive down through, well, it looks like Del Mar now because there's a stalled vehicle or an accident that's got the right lane blocked. On westbound 44, you're still running heavy in pockets between Shrewsbury and Berry Road. Southbound 270 looks good, and you have thinned out going towards the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes. We host the Maximize Living Room Radio Show every Sunday morning, but you can also call us right now. Are you or your family suffering with allergies, asthma, ADD, chronic pain, depression, migraines? Did you know that all these can be traced back to your nervous system?
Stop putting Band-Aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptoms. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at 314-394-1923. Listen to Maximize Living every weekend and call us now to change the way you view and manage your health. 314-394-1923.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can tell it's spring. 21 degrees. Thursday, 63. That's better. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end.
My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All
right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Four drug overdoses at the same house in the last 2 years. We'll tell you how drug activity appears to be picking up after the latest fatal overdose.
Missouri is hours away from the scheduled execution of a man who raped and strangled a teenage girl in St. Charles County. Reaction from her family, who've been waiting for this execution since 1995.
The Granite City School District is struggling to make ends meet. Why some residents are calling for a special forensic audit.
Good evening, I'm Mandy Murphy, in tonight for Sandy Miller. Neighbors describe a drug house where some people go in never to be seen alive again. Yet they say the deaths don't seem to stop the drug activity. Fox News' Chris Hayes requested police calls to the home and found four drug overdoses at the same address in 2 years.
Tim Gregory sees the place every time he walks out his front door, a trailer where his brother Tom Hood died after a fatal overdose in January.
They had found a